That is music from Minus the Bear, the song Drilling. Right before that, a brand new track from Ever So Android. Kings and Queens, the name of the song. Kevin Call with you here on the afternoon show down in the performance space. Now, Ever So Android have a show tomorrow night at the Crocodile, and playing with them, this band here, Among Authors. Welcome to KEXP.
Hey, thanks for having us, Kevin.
It's great having you here. How about a couple songs, and then we will talk about the band.
Cool. This one is Noble Eyes.
Thank you. you think like me? What's your name? This next song is Radio Signals.
Thank you.
Among Authors, live on the afternoon show here on KEXP, Radio Signals and Noble Eyes, two songs from the debut album, I Am Become. I saw you guys at the KEXP NPR Tiny Desk Concert back, I think, in early June, and was just blown away by the emotional quality of the songs and the performance.
Thank you.
So it's great to have you here. And Ian, before we talk a bit about the band, do you mind introducing the band?
Yeah, totally. So on my right, which I don't know what that means for people viewing at some point in 3 months, but is John Livingston, one of our guitarists. And then our drummer is Patrick Brockwell. And then all the way on the other side of the room is my brother and also another guitarist, Jason Ketterer.
Welcome to KEXP. So I Am Become, the debut album, took like 4 years of recording and mixing and mastering and all that. And prior to that, you had open heart surgery at the age of 23.
I did. Yeah, that was fun.
Intense experience. So how did that, how or did it change your focus in life?
I mean, it definitely pushed me to make sure that I was pursuing what I want to even more than I was before. I got married after that, and basically I saw life in a little bit different view. We moved from Wisconsin to Seattle that next year, just basically for a new start and to kind of push the music. So
At that point in time, when all that was happening, what role did music play in your life?
A ton. I mean, actually, what's funny is I had just started the band, and we booked our first 6 shows and had to cancel all of them because this came up.
In Wisconsin.
Yeah, in 2008. That I was going to do them, actually. I told my parents, like, I'll just do all these shows and then I'll do the heart surgery. And they're like, you're going to die in 6 months if you don't do it now. So that's what I did.
Yeah, I would imagine that would have a huge impact on sort of assessing your life priorities.
Yeah, I mean, I still wanted to do, I didn't want to listen to them, to be honest, but I did.
Well, that's good, because now we have I Am Become. And you're here. What about the role of music in sort of the healing process for you?
So it's funny because this album has nothing to do with going through heart surgery or anything I was born with or anything. It was actually, the whole album's about how much I hate music. So it kind of, I Am Become signified that I was kind of destroying lives around me by how focused I was on a dumb album. And that sad part is now I see that come full circle. So it's an interesting life, and I'm going to tell people right now, music isn't everything.
Yeah. So what, for you,
what caused that?
Yeah.
In 2012, the bassist that we used to have, he quit the band, he moved back to Wisconsin, and I was like unsure of how we wanted to go about things, so I kind of stopped playing music and got 2 jobs and hated my life for a while, but I also hated music more so when I started actually working on it again, because I knew how much I cared about the album, and it morphed into me writing an album about how much I actually don't like that I care that much about the album, because I was, you know, not paying attention to my wife as enough. Like, I was downstairs, because we mixed and mastered everything ourselves and recorded it all in our basement. So, and I didn't know any of that, so we had to learn all of it, and it just was, it took up a lot of time.
Yeah. So, you know, that happened perhaps out of necessity, kind of doing it all on your own and not necessarily having a support system in place, or maybe not having the connections or whatever. For some folks at some points in their life, that could be sort of how they want to do it, or it could be very liberating. not to have to deal with anybody else. And in other cases, you know, it can become a big weight. So learning from that experience, I know you're starting to work on the second album. What's the approach?
not the prior. we've talked about that. I've talked about that with my wife as well. And actually, I've come up with a kind of a big list of game plans on how I have to balance what I love to do and what I'm pushing to do for a living, and making sure that when I die, I'm dying with the person I want to die with. So it's, you know, it's I think the process now is, we learned a lot, so we can take that into the next album and not have to focus so much on where do we put mics, where do we do this and or that. And for me, it's more about being more efficient with my time, not just being downstairs in the basement and going, I don't know, hopefully I'll work on this for 8 hours and something will, you know, happen, and just tell myself, okay, here's our calendar. This is when I'm working on this. This is the date I'm going on with my wife. This is, you know, like, so it's more of just planning than anything.
Yeah, planning balance in your life.
Yeah.
What was it about that drew you to Seattle?
Truth be told, I actually was going to go to Boston. And then our old bassist, he's like, no, we're not going to Boston because I don't want to deal with the snow again. I'm like, okay, fine. We'll go to Seattle because that seems like a pretty sweet city. And I'm so happy we came to Seattle because it's, first off, beautiful, and the music scene's insane here, and insane in a way that's comforting, and everyone just helps each other out. I mean, you're a good example. You know, like, we would not be on here if you didn't see us and decide to put us on here. So, and I feel like that's not every music scene, you know? So we've really felt that in Seattle, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it's an exceptional music scene here. Incredibly vibrant, seems super supportive. KXP is really, you know, proud to play a role in helping make it an incredibly vibrant scene with the, you know, help and support of all the donors who make all of it possible here. I'm glad that that it's working out being here. Did the back to I Am Become, did that feel cathartic when it was done?
No. It felt... I wish it would have, but the fact that it was about how much music was kind of ruining my life at the time, it made me even more bitter to what I just let happen, you know, and now I'm trying to scramble and figure out my life again. And I'm still honestly bitter about it, but I know that we need to make another album, and I know that going forward, as long as I'm smart about it, it'll be a good process.
Yeah. That's a learning process and having balance in play, something to check you out so you can, not feel like you're in an unhealthy situation.
Yeah.
Doing something that you love, that you're compelled to do.
Yeah, totally.
Among Authors here live on the afternoon show, playing tomorrow night at the Crocodile, Ever So Android, Dirty, and Fruit Juice, all performing. Wanted to ask a few questions, about the I Am Become. You did do some of the songs from that in a different sort of setting at Icicle Creek in Leavenworth.
So we made our full length, which was a full band studio process, and then after that, I basically told Jay, my brother, I want to go find a place that has a piano in the mountains and just do some of the songs acoustic, not plan it. I don't even know what songs I'm going to do from the album, just go there and do it. And so I Googled piano in the mountains, and Icicle Creek was the first thing that came up. I'm like, oh, wow, this exists. So we should definitely
do
this.
It's only 2 hours away.
Yeah. And then they were amazing and accommodated us and got us in there and just let us do our thing. So we just brought a mobile recording rig and mic'd it up. And then I sat at the piano and just started recording. I didn't know what I was going to do. So that's what you get with that EP. And you probably can hear that too.
That's cool. Well, thank you so much for being in the studio this afternoon. Appreciate it. And how about a couple more songs?
Cool.
Again, it is Among Authors here on the afternoon show. It's KEXP, Where the Music Matters.
This is Imitation House.
house I've built is not my home. Though it's home to my possessions, everything I own. Thank you.
Among authors live on the afternoon show, KEXP, Lure and Imitation House, two songs from the debut album, I Am Become, a beautifully cathartic listening experience, and available still, maybe on limited edition blue vinyl.
Yeah, we don't sell vinyl. yeah, we have some.
Last show I was at, there were people lining up to get it after they saw
you. We did, yeah. Well, it's amazing. You sell things when the show is sold out.
Yeah.
But when there's three people, you don't sell much. So
right.
Hopefully the Crocodile is going to be amazing tomorrow. So
That's tomorrow night. Should be an awesome show with Ever So Android, Dirty Dirty, and Fruit Juice again tomorrow night at the Crocodile. And when might we expect new music? No pressure. Take your time.
We already have a plan, but that is, a rough estimate, but next fall.
Right on. Well, look forward to that. And again, thanks for joining me this afternoon here on the show.
Of course. Thank you so, so much for this opportunity.
It's Among Authors here on KEXP. Big time thanks to our audio video crew here and to all of you who donate to KEXP, making the in-studios possible. Listener powered KEXP, Seattle.